Society and have other scientific organizations.
Well, that was pretty good. I think the Electrochemical Society was a participant with other societies, for example.
Maybe you know the answer to this. We were talking about the burger battle, you know.
So a thing like that, they have a group of societies. But the Electrochemical Society was one of the Society of Chemical Industry. So we participated in it. That was our most activity, as far as it's concerned. There was no big threat over the thing. And that they were participants in that property of the Society. They were in competition with the people who came to the Chinese ACS and ACS. They didn't want these subjects. These were not these subjects being electromagnetic and batteries and growth. That really wasn't the mainstream thing. ACS was far more mainstream than this organic chemistry. And so they probably are a lot of them. ACS was no challenge in terms of total number of members or kind of pushing out of the manufacturing system to come in because they didn't consider this to be once in a while they would try to suppose it would be a way to go. A bunch of people at the ACS meeting where there were 15,000 people in Honolulu or something just to attend a symposium that somebody had put together with
What about industrial sponsors? You already mentioned Bell Labs.
We have industrial sponsors. We're going to come before the solid state part of the Electrochemical Society. GE was always a very strong supporter. And you said, all right, well, corrosion is subject to electrolyte. These are all things that are important to GE. So it was attempted to be the around equipment companies. But people who were in any business, the electrical business, whether it be utilities or telegram, power, or the motor oils, and a whole bunch of companies, but Texas Instruments was in right from the beginning. From the history of the Soviet was not the and some of the government companies were interested in putting this Ford Matheson had some interest in cell phones as well. DuPont had some interest in these are small parts of their business and any less than we have this interest. Look at the journal of those days of industrial sponsors. There's not a single one that surprises you because there's certain things that you'd expect the technology will have in these traditional sponsors.
Thank you.
society.
The science that we get places.
I guess he's on the other side.
It's the echo.
Yes.
I say the science that the Oceanic Society reported was mostly applied science. It wasn't deep fundamental stuff.
Thank you.
is because it was brutally obnoxious in his presentation design. Actually, if you read what he actually said, well, he often said things that were true, but he had his bridge on his head. He wasn't careful. So he
if our lists don't agree, I'm not sure that there's a question about how your professional work.
And that's the line number 6.
Okay.
Well, I'd say very largely the time of my work, the inputs being the greatest was, let's say, I started off doing research writing, like everybody else was doing, I was doing, working on whatever I was supposed to be doing in Bell Labs, you know, for a few years. And then looking far in, I would write my own research. Well, society wasn't, I wasn't all in favor. But there's an intermediate thing where you rise into that. Yeah. state can still be a solid state up to a point. But if I have a child who is saying, well, I want to go into some field of science, which I'll go into, well, if my child would ask me a question 25 years ago, 35 years ago, I would say it was a solid state. But I wouldn't even say that. Well, I wouldn't be pouring all the money into the electric, pouring it into the software.